Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Hello and welcome. Of course, Ashley covering for Christy while she's away in Hawaii, not getting proposed to. Ashley, big show today.
Yes.
You want to add a bit more to yes, or you want to leave it at that?
I thought it was a great show for Monday.
Yes is sufficient. Okay. Yes. Well, we talked to Dr. Zach Turner, of course, about sugar.
No Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, he didn't like the fact that I had Cocoa Pops, even though I think it gave me enough sustenance. Also, we talked to a couple of amazing artists from the Nambucca who had a big influence on the Blocks, Deb and Andy.
Indeed.
Who are also from the Mid-North Coast. And we failed to give away the money in Alpha Bucks today. But that's okay because you got beaten in sing-along standoff, which was quite good.
It was close, though.
It was very close. All that and more coming up. Enjoy.
Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
A post on Hugh Jackman's Twitter feed's gone viral, and for all the right reasons, of course. I mean, why wouldn't a tweet of his go viral? He's hot. He can sing. He can dance. He can act. He can do it all. He is the ultimate showman. However, he was in a hotel room recording a birthday message for someone that he couldn't go and visit because obviously he's quite busy. And I just want you to have a listen to this because there was someone waiting for him in his bedroom that he wasn't expecting who has a history of trolling the great man.
I'm really, really busy doing some stuff. And if I... Yeah. Yeah, don't give him too much attention. That's why I can't be there.
Sun.
There'll be sun. Happy birthday. Have a great night.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let them out? No one knows. No one ever solved that mystery.
So Deadpool, of course, Ryan Reynolds dressed as Deadpool in the hotel room, decked out, just laying on the bed waiting for Hugh Jackman to walk in, apparently surprised the living crap out of him. But this is just another in a long line of pranks and taunting and just lovable banter between the two. And Ryan Reynolds, I think he just wants to be Hugh Jackman's best friend. Why would you not? The saddest part is we'll never see him on screen together. Or will we? Or will we?
Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Ashley, it's not a Monday morning until we've heard from our favourite, until we've heard from Dean McCarthy, and he's on the line with us right now. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. Look, it's a huge weekend in Hollywood. Let's talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, which is happening next February. We found out who the halftime show will be, J-Lo and Shakira. And over the weekend, we found out that Pitbull slid in the DMs of J-Lo because he wants to perform with them as well. It makes sense, though. It's a Miami show. You know, J-Lo and Shakira's music is very much in line with Mr. Dale, Mr. Worldwide himself. So I think it's going to be really fabulous. Switching gears, though, one person we won't be seeing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Kanye West. He has released a new album over the weekend. It's all gospel, and he has revealed forward, he will only be singing gospel music. No more rapping, no more of all those great songs that we loved in the past. No, no, he is now Gospel Kanye.
You seem disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. It just reinforces the fact that, you know, Kanye was only good pre-2008, and now it's all just downhill. Yep. That's okay. Dean, look, you're still in Australia. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. Oh, what a sad way to finish.
Yeah.
Oh, Dean.
Exactly.
We'll speak to you tomorrow, buddy.
Bye, guys.
10 questions, 30 seconds, there? And only one letter standing between you and free money. Christy and Vodge's Alpha Bucks.
I feel like if I had turned your headphones on,
I would have known not to talk.
But considering I thought that you were, you know, I thought they were on already because you didn't say anything.
What?
That's why you were talking over the intro.
That's why you're the boss.
Oh, okay. Well,
not a very good one.
I know. Oh, my apologies. Hello, who have we got there?
You've got Karina.
Karina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we just lost someone from Beechwood, and you know, it's the weirdest thing. Every time someone calls from that specific area, there is a phone dropout and we lose them. So you're lucky number two today.
Awesome. I'll take number two. That's fine.
Okay. Now, Ashley, have you got those questions there?
I do indeed.
Good, good, good. So 30 seconds, 10 seconds. Start again, Bodge. Wipe the rabbit foam from your mouth and start again. 30 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. Can't use the same answer twice. You can go back and say pass if we got time. Here we go. All right, Ash, what is today's letter?
All right. The letter is Z or Z, depending on where you're from. Z for Zanzibar, who is the best dog ever. All right. So I need you to give me a five-letter word.
Pass.
An icy pole.
A super duper.
A movie star.
Not pass.
A food.
Bikini.
A Halloween costume.
A not pass.
A band.
Not pass.
Somewhere you can go.
Zanzibar.
Something you find on a jacket.
You can go and visit him. You can go
with the country as well.
That's so great. I'm so glad that
got you. She's Zanzibar. That's the worst letter in the history of worst letters.
No, it's so not. It's great. Ash, ask me some of them. Go again. Wait. Let's start again. Let's see if I can do it.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay, go. If you can do it, if you can't do it, then I get the money, yeah?
I don't think it works that way, unfortunately.
Well, let's see. Ash, go. First question, go. Bang.
Five-letter word.
Zorro with two R's.
Movie star.
Zooey Deschanel.
Halloween costume.
Zombie.
A band.
Zero Smith.
Not a band. Stop it.
Go. Come on.
No,
come on.
No.
Count it. Go.
Band. No, that's not a band. So you could have said like ZZ Top, Zac Brown Band, that sort of thing.
Who?
Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, exactly.
If you guys don't know who ZZ Top is, educate yourself.
I know who ZZ Top is, but I don't know who the other Z Brown.
Zac Brown Band. They're good. Look them up.
There you go.
Big fan.
Well, I'm a loser as well.
Yes,
so.
You are. But we already knew that.
I'm number two, so whatever.
That's so good.
Have a beautiful Monday.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. I really wish I'd won that. I thought Zero Smith was quite clever.
Okay, first of all, Zorro.
He's real.
With two R's. You're playing the gambling machine that you have to get all the letters.
Oh, my God.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Budge and Ash for Harvey Norman, Paul Macquarie. Ash, of course, filling in for Christy, who's in Hawaii with her boyfriend not getting proposed to. Beautiful start to the day, expecting rain and a top of 20 degrees on Friday night. Friday night, I began watching something with my housemate. And I wasn't expecting it to be something that I would actually enjoy. It took a little while. It was a bit of a culture shock. RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's and so good.
I'm not the demographic though, pal. I shouldn't really.
It doesn't matter. That just shows how good the show is. If you're not the targeted audience and you still loved it.
Yeah, I don't think I could watch it every night, but I think every now and then I would probably put it on.
Yeah, I've binged it.
Have you?
I didn't watch it when it originally came out, and then I saw the whole first or second season was on Foxtel, so I just watched it. I was like, oh, yeah, and I loved it. I became obsessed. But it was so great.
What I couldn't understand, because I was watching it from season six, so anyone that doesn't know what the show's about, basically you've got they've got these fellas. Well, when I heard it, I was like, RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm like, oh, I'm not really into cars. Not really a car racing kind of guy. And then there's these fellas and they dress in drag and they do it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always amazed when I see, because I think the gay fellas do much better job of makeup than most women. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's true. They put way more effort into it.
Well, I guess they have to do more sculpting to become more feminine in their facial features.
I think that's why I kind of didn't mind it, because I learnt a couple of tricks and I reckon I can take a couple of kilos off my face by doing some shading.
Are you going to start doing drag?
No, not at all.
I would love to see you.
I'm not going to do that. I would
pay.
I'd look like Conchita Wurst because I got a beard.
No, well, that's one of the characters. Ginger Minge has a beard.
Sorry, say again.
That's her drag
they've
name
all
is
got,
Ginger Minge.
They've all got interesting names.
And she is wonderful.
But I think the thing that kind of, the shoehorn, if you like, the thing that made me sort of, I was like, well, I knew one of them, the Australian one, because I was watching season
Courtney
six.
Act.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her on the Have You Been Paying Attention or whatever it was.
On the thing.
Can't remember what show it was. Family Feud or something. Pardon? With Grant Denyer. What did he do? Family Feud?
I don't know.
He's been axed from so many shows. I can't keep up. It's not my fault, but I was watching it and, you know, it was quite funny.
You got to go back to season one, though, and, like, make your way through it because some of the people that they have, like, all-stars as well. So people that were in the first season that got kicked out but were so good come back and verse other people that were so good in other seasons, and it's just...
I did have some questions. Awesome. I had some questions throughout because there were a lot of terms I didn't understand.
Okay, go.
No, because I know a couple of them now, and I go, I can't really use that one. But the chief amongst them was one that was in relation to, oh, gosh, no, I can't even say that. Oh.
Just move on.
I was like a...
RuPaul's is a great show. That's all we're going
to
say.
No. What I need to say is that I did enjoy the show, but now I have questions.
Is this what you're talking about when you put on, was it Instagram?
I put it on Facebook. And you
saw it. And you were like, I've watched RuPaul, and you're like, second of all, what is a, and then you asked.
Yeah, okay. I said, what is a power bottom? I was like, what does that mean?
There it is.
I don't understand.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I thought, what better way to get to know someone than their internet search history? So, I think we should swap...
I don't want to do that one.
I think we should swap phones and look up the last five things that we looked up.
Ooh,
come on, we're besties.
Danger zone, pal. You don't want
to... Budge, we're besties. Okay, ready?
Passing the phone over.
And you take mine.
I forget what I did.
Oh, I knocked my phone.
I had a really weird night last night. I just want you to know that.
First of all, how do I get into your phone?
That's okay. So, well, I'll read yours first. Okay. There you go, because yours are up here. Let's go through there. Yes, there we go. Oh, yeah. Look, six tabs open. That's easy. Blogger lattes. What's a blogger latte?
Blogger fitness. Lattes. It's a fitness website for Cassie Ho. She's like
Cassie who?
Ho.
You can't say that on Breakfast
Calm
Radio.
Down.
Taste.com.au, avocado taco boats.
Yes, how good would that be?
Yeah, they're good. All right. Colourpop makeup site.
Yeah.
Boring. News.com.au. Samantha X.
Oh, no.
Samantha X. Now, she is a recently retired adult services lady.
She had a very interesting news story.
Yeah, I read this one. She's actually a very good writer. So she reveals what your job means in terms of your life.
Yeah.
And then YouTube, I'll make a man out of you, Mulan. I'm very happy with that.
If that doesn't, like, define who I am as a person.
I know.
All right, let me have a look. I need to have a look at yours. What is the right rice to water ratio? You're trying to cook rice, obviously.
I just wanted to know.
All right. Wait, what? Norwegian woman runs and jumps like a horse. What?
No, there's this woman in Norwegia.
No, okay.
I don't know the name of the country. Norway, probably.
It is... 15 foods that force lucid dreaming. What is it with you and lucid dreaming? You're all about it.
Don't say any more on that because tomorrow Caleb and I are going to talk about that when Caleb comes on the show.
Are you going to give him 15 different foods?
No, but I've ordered a pair of these special goggles when you sleep and they do stuff to you.
Okay, here we go. What's the bloke's name? What created the Labradoodle? What's the bloke's... You seriously Googled this?
Yeah.
What's the bloke's name? What created the Labradoodle?
Oh, yeah, because he's from Queensland, right? And apparently I heard it was his biggest regret. He doesn't understand why people go for him, but they don't drop hair and they're cuddly.
Okay.
So I want to try and chat to him, so I thought I'd Google him.
All right, what mindset were you in for this one? Is there a world inside the world?
All right, look.
Did you just finish watching Inception or?
No.
What is that for a Google search?
I heard a rumor. You know when you click on a thing and then you click on another thing, you go down that rabbit hole?
Yeah.
Well, I found out apparently the Nazis.
Oh, okay. No.
No, shut up. Apparently the Nazis had these special maps. And what they'd done was they went to Antarctica and they went exploring. And then what happened was they found a doorway to the inside of the world.
Did you watch Transformers?
No. No, I'm being serious. And apparently some of the Nazis went there and they sent a letter back, but they weren't allowed to come back. They weren't prisoners or anything like that. No, seriously, Google it. Apparently there's a world inside the world.
Why is it specifically Nazis?
Because they were smart at the time.
Were they?
They had all the Nazi scientists. Before the war ended, they went to America. Oh, sure, sorry, that didn't happen.
It's Captain America.
No, but no, seriously, look it up. It will.
I'm not going to look up. Is there a world mental, inside the mate. World?
It is crazy town, but I believe it.
I'm interested in the Labradoodle.
Someone call for a doctor.
It's time to check in with Dr. Zach Turner from drzach.com.
The doctor will see you now.
This is the last Monday in September, mm-hmm. and that World Alzheimer's Month is this month.
Yes.
So we've got the good doctor on himself, Dr. Zach Turner. He joins us to talk about Alzheimer's. Dr. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for remembering me on this auspicious month.
Well, it's funny, so that because the last couple of weeks I forgot to call you.
That's it. Too much sugar.
Too much sugar. Well, see, this is it. Because you've got a blog, obviously, on drzach.com. And I was reading about how sugar can potentially bring on or add to Alzheimer's, but there's still ongoing studies.
Lots of ongoing studies. And, I mean, I guess don't need to harp on about the dangers to your health long-term about overuse of lots of processed sugars. But, I mean, there's now a lot of research going into their long-term effects because, I mean, processed sugars have been around for a while. I guess we're now seeing a lot of the lifestyle effects that we did in our younger years affecting us in our later years. And I think that this is one of the key points here is that the sugar and the stuff you do eat now, and when you're young, you think, oh, look, it doesn't make much difference. But they have long-term implications, and we're starting to find that out at the moment.
I have to say I'm guilty of a lot of the processed sugar.
I never. Only glucose. And if it's not, if the sugar's in an apple, that'd be about as
as
it goes.
Did you not just have Cocoa Pops on the desk? Is that... No.
Doesn't have Cocoa Pops?
No, he definitely had Cocoa Pops on the desk.
She's talking smack. Like, load of crap. Who are you going to believe? Ash has only spoken to you once. Who are you going to believe? Her or me?
Why would I lie?
Well, I think there's still going to be an issue with Cocoa Pops, even though they're brown. We're not even talking just about the white things. But the processed sugars have long-term health effects. And one of the studies actually looked at a drug for diabetics, which is called metformin. And metformin is for type 2 diabetics who don't need to have insulin. So normally that's pre-diabetes. And it's those people that have that big gut fat. The gut fat is the really bad fat for diabetes, and that's the one that causes you to have those issues. And that's also the one that a lot of those processed sugars are the worst for. So not only do you look fat while you're young into your life, but you thankfully forget all about it as you get older. I mean, it's a protective mechanism.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I say, I only have the glucose, what's in apples.
Whatever, you're just rubbing your stomach.
We all know what I'm about. It sounds like sugar is the devil. Doesn't matter what it affects or causes, it sounds like it does a hell of a lot.
Exactly right. It's implicated in every single tissue that we have and every single cell, and it degrades cells and breaks them down and causes more sort of cellular damage. So
get rid of it.
Avoid those sugars.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Dr. Zach, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Get up with Christy and Vudge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
We've got a couple of superstars from the Mid-North Coast. Mimi and Jinder on the line with us. We've got to talk about this amazing painting that you have gifted to Deb and Andy. It's incredible, and it really does bring their common room. Was it the eating room, Ash?
It was in the living area. Like, it's a backdrop to the living area.
It's hard to tell because it's so damn big that it can fit in multiple rooms.
It's so good, though.
So tell us about the painting itself.
So the painting's called Janamili, and that means meeting place in Gumbangi, which is our tribe here in Nambucca Heads.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and so the painting was created specifically for their lounge room or living and dining area.
Yeah.
So it was created with the meeting place in the middle because it's a place where everyone could come together and share food and stories and culture. Mm. And then there's the lines going out from the middle piece and their journeyways and pathways going out to neighbouring tribes.
That's something very specific with Indigenous art, isn't it? The circles do normally relate to gatherings. Is that true?
Yes, and meeting places.
Yeah, I love that.
I have a question. How did you guys even get approached to do something like this?
So it was all through Instagram. We started an Instagram page late last year. Yeah. And we just Mum and I just started putting up pictures of our artwork, not thinking much of it. We had no idea where it was going to go. And then all of a sudden we got contacted through the Block Shop in Melbourne, and they just said, Deb and Andy really love your artwork. Would you be interested in commissioning a piece? And we were like, absolutely.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, they're on the block? Yeah.
And we're like getting ready, excited, and then they said, by the way, it's going to be 2.5 metres by 1.8. We nearly fell over. We couldn't believe it. We'd never done a painting that size in our lives. But yeah. And then we said, okay, we can do this. And then they said, you've got 1 week for it to be delivered in the store. Yeah.
Insanity.
So it was crazy for like 3 days, 4 days straight.
Turnaround for such a great piece of artwork.
It was 10 hours a day, every day.
It was just the two of you?
Dedication,
I hope you slapped a massive price tag on it for them. Channel 9 have got a lot of money. They can afford it.
That's
crazy.
So whereabouts are you ladies based, like, specifically? If people want to come and look at your artwork, have you got somewhere they can go, or is it an online store? Where can we go to see your art?
So we live in Nambucca Heads, but we have everything online at the moment. So mimiandjinder.com, and then you've got our Instagram page, at mimiandjinder.
Well, there we go.
Cool. Yeah.
We put a link to that on Facebook when we
check it out, because that painting is stunning, so I'm into it.
Do you know, I love that the Block has done this, particularly this year. I can't speak for past years because I've only been watching it this year, but there's been a lot of artists as well that have been in similar positions where they've been either from the area of the contestants or they've had a connection with them in some way and they've been able to contribute. So that is really important.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. And I think that Deb and Andy, as contestants, have really been able to bring their background, their culture to the front stage. I think it's so important.
Yeah, and kudos to you guys as well. Like, smashing a painting that big in three or four days, that is sensational. So good on you guys for doing it, and I hope you're so proud that it is now splashed all over the block and you guys will be famous.
We are so happy. It was such an incredible feeling to have it finished. And when we took it in there, we were just anticipating, are they going to like it?
Nerve-wracking.
And then you see last night on the shop when they saw it, they were just so happy. So it was a huge relief. And we support Deb and Andy. They're a lovely couple.
They are. Hey, look, Mimi and Jinder, thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us this morning. And best of luck with everything. Keep painting our beautiful work that we've seen already. It's just a tip of the iceberg. We know that.
Thank you so much.
You may know your music, but can you beat Christy to finishing the lyrics?
Ash.
It's a sing-along standoff.
Yeah, I didn't change the wording of that because it's just too much hassle.
Enough.
13, 12, 16, if you think you have what it takes to beat Ash, all that's going to happen is this. I'm going to play part of a song and then I'm going to stop that song and you've got to buzz in with your name and try and guess the rest of the lyrics before Ashley does.
And I'm pretty bad at it.
Yes. And Ashley, what's the prize that we've got here from Harvey Norman Computers?
I picked this out. It is a Little Bits Gizmo and Gadgets kit, and it's pretty sick, actually. You basically can build whatever you want and then, like, it's an electronic.
Okay. Well,
like
that's
car
thanks.
Or whatever.
Thanks to Peter and the team at Harvey Norman Computers. And it's very high tech as well, as is most stuff that
Bluetooth.
Is there.
And Bluetooth. So you could make a car and drive it.
Is that a fact? All right. Well, there we go. We get someone on the line right now. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Jesse.
Jesse. Right. Jesse, do you know how this game works?
Yes, sort of.
Okay. Sure. Well, I'm going to play part of a song. And I need you to listen to it. And as soon as it stops, I need you to buzz in with your name before Ashley does to try and finish the lyrics, okay?
Okay.
Here's song number one. When's it going to stop, though? Could stop any time. Who knows? Go on. Well, just say your name.
Thanks,
Jess. Yeah, quick. You got to do it quick because Ash nearly got one out. What's the next lyric?
Thank God for Mum and Dad for sticking together because we don't know how.
That audio came out weird. What's going on there? Bloody hell. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yay. All right, well, second song now.
So
Ash,
sweaty.
You're on the back foot. You're on the back foot. You're sweaty, are you?
I always get sweaty.
All right, here's the second song. Got a question for you, better answer
now. Yeah. Come on. Ash,
go.
Am I sexual? Am I sexual? Am I everything you need? Better yeah. Party right. Love it.
Yeah. Well, there we go. All right. Now you're on the back. You're even Stevens now.
All right.
Sweaty. Are you feeling nervous?
Yeah.
Good, because it comes down to this last one. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm
here not- we go. Lucky for my next life. Oh!
So you don't confuse them with mountains. So you don't
confuse them. Oh, there you go. You meant to buzz in with your name,
well,
but fair enough. No, that's the next bit. Lucky that because you could confuse them with mountains otherwise.
Oh, obviously.
Jesse, I don't know anyone that's had a drama with someone going, hang on, is that a mountain or a pair of boobs?
Definitely not mine, that's for sure.
Oh my God. Hey, look, you've won a, what's the thing we've won, Ash? You've got the thing there. It's high tech. That's all I know. Can I read that, please? It is a gizmos and gadgets kit. It is, it's like Meccano, but it's way more extensive than that.
Yeah, you can drive it via Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff. And that's, thanks to the team at Harvey Norman Computers as well. So you've picked that up. Well done. You've beaten Ash in the sing along standoff.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, God, I'm sorry about that. Do you enjoy you do enjoy it, though, right?
Thank you.
All right, good. All right, well, that's a good way to get over it. Hey, look, it's on the line. We'll grab your details in just a sec. Ashley.
I got one, all right?
You got one? Lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
I just like the next bit, and I wanted to say it. It's very like, oh, damn.
Yeah, she's doing.
Mumble.
She's playing at the, Shakira and J-Lo are going to be at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes.
You don't know what you've missed. Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Well, not quite. Ashley's been here co-hosting with me, as she does on a Monday and Friday. And a big show that we had today, Ashley.
Yes, it was massive, actually.
Yeah, well, we talked to some great people. Had some great people in.
Local artists.
Yeah, from the Nambucca, who had a spot on the block. They gave some artwork to Andy and Deb. Massive, massive painting. Incredible stuff that it was. Also, Dr. Zach Turner stopped by, as he does on a Monday. Minus the last couple of weeks because I keep forgetting to call him. But he did talk today to us. We didn't give away the money in the Alpha Bucks. And also, very important, you give me the sheets that we're doing with Harvey Norman Betting. You could be off to the grand final on Thursday at midday. All you have to do is call us up and tell us what irritates you in the bedroom. What helps you? What's hampering you from getting to sleep? And Jackie's on the line. Jackie, what stops you from getting to sleep? What gives you the sheets?
Oh, there's nothing worse than the fitted sheet pulling up in the middle of the night, and you think that you're cuddling into the blanket, and that gives me the sheet.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, so the fitted sheet, after an amount of time, like whether it's old or new or whatever, sometimes it doesn't perfectly fit, so the corner will like pop off the side of the mattress and like roll up, and you like a burrito in your own fitted sheet.
No,
yeah, exactly.
No, I thought you meant, you know how you've got the sheet on, and then you're tucked inside it, not the fitted one, the one on top.
I don't do that.
I don't do that either. I need one leg out. I need some cold.
The demons can get you.
But the
temperature control.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. When that corner comes off, especially if it's the corner going into the wall, because then you've got to move the mattress out. You've got to have a hole. It's a debacle. You've got to try and fix it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what?
Yep, that gives me the sheet.
We don't even need to take any other callers this morning. You're going straight into the grand final on Thursday, I reckon, Jackie.
So
straight
relatable.
Into that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you at midday on Thursday for the grand final. You'll be facing off against four challengers for $1,000 in Manchester. How does that sound?
Excellent. Thank you. Wake up.
Get up with Christian Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.